ऐसे भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की ट्रांसलेशन ग्रंथ राज श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 4 चैप्टर 29 टेक्स्ट नंबर 74 एवं पंचाविधान लिंगम तिवृत्स्वरूष विस्तृतम एष चेतनया युक्त जीव इत्यभि धीयते. The five sense organs, the five knowledge acquiring senses, the mind, are the 16 material expansions. These combine with the living entity and are influenced by the three modes of material nature. Thus, the existence of the conditioned soul is understood. The five sense organs, the five knowledge acquiring senses, the mind, are the 16 material expansions. These combine with the living entity and are influenced by three modes of material nature. Thus, the existence of the conditioned soul is understood. Purport. Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita 15:7, Mamayavamsa jiva lokke jiva bhuta sanatana manasastani indriyani prakritisthani karsati. The living entities in this conditioned world are my eternal fragmental parts. Due to conditioned life, they are struggling very hard with six senses, which include the mind. Here it also explained that the living entity comes in contact with the 16 material elements and is influenced by the three modes of material nature. The living entity and this combination of elements combine to form what is called Jiva Bhuta, the conditioned soul, that struggles hard with the material nature. The total material existence is first agitated by three modes of material nature, and these become the living conditions of the living entity. So the subtle gross bodies develop, and the ingredients, earth, water, fire, air, sky, and so on. According to Madhvacharya, when consciousness, the living force in the heart, is agitated by three modes of material nature, then the subtle body of the living entity, consisting of mind, the sense objects, five senses for acquiring knowledge, five senses for acting in material condition, becomes possible. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chukshurin Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantak Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Atadu Gaura Bhakta Rupa Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, in this sloka, the constitution or the composition or the Jiva Bhuta Jivabhuta means the soul with a body. So it is called Jivabhuta. Brahmabhuta means the soul without any influence of the material body. That means the people in spiritual world, they are called Brahmabhuta, and people in this material world are called Jivabhuta. What is the difference? Recovering. When the jiva is covered by a subtle body and a gross body, that is called Jivabhuta. So from Jivabhuta, this is called conditioned soul or embodied soul. We have to become Brahmabhuta. The happiness is the nature of the soul, but we are unable to experience the happiness of the soul because it is covered, just like if the honey is in the bottle and you lick the outside of the bottle, how can you taste? If you want to taste the honey, you have to take it out of the bottle, take it on your palm and you lick it. But if you just lick the bottle, you don't. Similarly, that is one step. Another example, say the kheer is there, payasam, that is there. But if it is mixed with sand, how can you enjoy? Say, disturbance or a botheration. If the kheer is unmixed with the sand, then you can have good taste of the kheer. But for every time you try to take a handful of kheer and so many sand particles, which is not good, and it mars the taste of the kheer. You will not have the pure taste of the kheer. So the soul in its pure state is Brahmananda. Brahmananda means spiritual happiness. But when the soul is covered by the subtle body and the gross body, so you don't have proper spiritual experience. So you have to do one of the two things. One is, or if the kheer is in a contaminated pot, the kheer is there but the pot is dirty, so it smells or it tastes bad. Not that the ingredients of the kheer are good, but unfortunately it is put in a contaminated pot. So this is the pitiable condition of the living entity. We are all meant for sheer and pure ananda. We are all meant for always to be in bliss, and that is uncontaminated bliss. No more distractions, no more impediments, and no more mixed up. Little this, little that, and you are not satisfied. So, the journey of life. Did any of you read Radhanath Swami's biography, Journey Home? You read the whole thing? So the Prabhupada's one of the book also, the name of that also is the what is the book? Other than self science of self realization, there is one more book, Atma Pada or something. The discovery of the some book, next book. The spiritual journey or something like that. So that means we have a journey. We have to, this body is a vehicle, and you should keep this vehicle fit and in condition so that you can take this long journey. And when you journey home, back home, back to Godhead. Only business. Human life, no other business. It's all like we people we meet together. We only have spiritual dealings and spiritual relationships, nothing on bodily platform. You should not think in a body conscious way, I am beautiful, she is ugly, I am talented. These are all not necessary. And if you don't have talent or beauty, you have some problem. But if you see others as not having talent or beauty, that means you are on an ego trip. If you don't have it, you are miserable. If you have it, you are on an ego trip. That means, again, you are still in body consciousness. That's why in the conversations between Rahugana, King Rahugana, and Jalabharat. When King Rahugana finally, undaunted, fearlessly, Jalabharat was one of the palanquin carriers. Carrying the palanquin, right? That means the king is inside, and Jalabharat, the enlightened soul, is just a order carrier or a bearer of the palanquin. So you have to be very careful where you are carrying the head of the state. But Jalabharat was not seeing, and the palanquin carrier and the man inside is a king. He was not thinking like that. He was in Samadarshi. So when some insects or ants are crossing his way, he did not want to step on them. So he was sometimes making a short step, sometimes he was taking a long step, and that is not in step with the other three palanquin bearers. So there is a jolt. And our king is becoming disturbed inside. He is getting a jolt. So king won 2-3 times, but Jalabharat, who is in divine consciousness, he did not care. He knows the mission of the Lord. Still he continued, and King Rahugana became very upset. Very upset and said, I've told you once, twice, thrice, what do you think about me? I'm the king of this whole country, and everything is under my control. I can just give you death punishment. Are you mad? Are you fool? Don't you understand? Like that. But Jadavarat. Jadavarat means is indifferent to material situations. No emotions, no reactions. That's why he's not reacting to the king. No? He does not care what the king can do. My soul cannot be killed and my body someday it has to expire. It has to be destroyed. So, because he is a thoroughly enlightened, realized soul. So King Raghavan, his orders were completely ignored. Just like, I'm the head of this place and you are working or serving under me. Generally the relationship is, you'll remain submissive and attentive to carry out the orders. That's how you become dearer to the, and similarly, when you are obedient and you are submissive, then I have to also be taking proper good care, because you are very submissive. It's natural reciprocation. The subordinates having respectful service attitude and the superiors having affectionate, caretaking attitude, this is how the life can go on peacefully. No anxiety, no worry. But that is a material situation. Whereas King, this Jadavarat is not oriented to, is not mobilized to carry out so-called superiors of this world. A enlightened soul means is always taking instruction from the super soul. So King Raghavan maybe threatening and warning and all that, but Jadavarat, you are simply saying, whatever my Lord in my heart says I should do, and he is my protector. Who is this king? What can he protect me or what can he harm me? Both ways. So, and it worked, you know, because he is actually supported by the super soul, the king of the state. Then he falls down at the feet of Jadavarat and he becomes his disciple. Now, the king was trying to dominate before over Jadavarat. Now the king voluntarily agreed to be dominated by Jadavarat. No? But this domination of Vaishnavas is not for selfish gain or enjoyment. No, the spiritual master or senior Vaishnavas, they try to instruct us, they try to train us. It looks like we are like the menial servants. But their mood is by making them humble and submissive, I should prepare them in such a way that Krishna is pleased with them. Everyone is so small before God. They are so small. No comparison. Like between people you can compare. Between Priyanka and Nidhi, you can compare because both are human beings. But what about the beauty of Revati and beauty of Radharani? What is that? No comparison. We are completely dirt and Radharani is transcendental, divine. No? And she is all capable and we are completely dependent. If she doesn't throw her sidelong glances, we are completely a fool. Every step a mistake. No? that's our, they're completely dependent and they are completely insignificant, and it's like we are nothing and Radharani is everything. Is there any comparison between nothing and everything? Now, nothing means not there, and Radharani, that means everything, she, like that. So, the Vaishnavas, they accept disciples or followers, or they try to, you know, we talk about don't dominate people, don't control people, and you be their servant, and like that. So this is a role given by the Guru Parampara, a role given by the Lord in order to help the conditioned souls. Like parents sometimes chastise their children, parents sometimes they teach everything. The mood of the parents is not that they have to exploit the children, that is not the mood. So similarly, a Vaishnava who is a devotee of God, his mood is how to assist. That's why Prabhupada said when all his disciples were serving him, he said, I am assisting you in your service to Radha and Krishna. How your services can be acceptable, how you can do better service, and how you can become a pleasing servant of Radharani. Our philosophy, Palyadasi. Palyadasi means Radharani herself, she is a servant. So anyone who comes, she tries to give them work so that Krishna can be served nicely. Radharani is not taking service for herself. Whatever it is. So similarly, the guru or his spiritual master, he is not trying to take service for himself, he is trying to mold the life of his followers so that they can always remain in servant consciousness and be acceptable to the parampara and ultimately Radha and Krishna. So, we are talking about the what is the composition of the body and how it is formed. Like we don't generally think. Suppose I ask you a question. Prabhuji, is your head formed first or your leg formed first? When the building is there, ask the question. Did you start the construction in the Isanyam or where did you start the construction? Or you may have started construction all over, at a time. Yeah? So, similarly, what materials did you use to do this construction? Because we don't know how the body is constructed. All this building we are seeing, people are bringing sand, cement, iron and things like that, you know. But about the body, we have a body, it's our body, but we don't know. If you know how this body is formed and how it can be formed, then maybe if you want blood, you can increase the blood yourself, but it's not in your hands. Today there was some article in the paper, some French doctors, they developed the artificial heart. Previously, also they were talking about heart transplantation, but that was only stopgap. Like, you need a heart and somebody is dying, you take his heart and you put in this man's heart. So as a stopgap, there the heart is taken out Here the heart is separated and then temporarily until everything is prepared. So that was a little time. Now the doctors, they are saying it's not interim. Interim means in the middle. Because you cannot keep the heart in a refrigerator and after 10 days you can, no, that will not be accepted. Fresh heart. So then stop gap. So that's called heart transplantation previously. Now the French doctors are saying it's not for transplantation, but in the same heart you can continue. Then I was wondering, is that true? And then it discusses further. It says that the fellow is lying on the bed, he is just alive, that's all. He is not sitting, he is not walking, what about going to job, nothing. And there are big, big news all over. It's called fooling the public. So they said, artificial heart implanted and the patient is alive. That is not all. Suppose I tell you, now I will do something, I will keep you alive, but you cannot walk, you cannot sit, you cannot work, and do you like to live like that? Then let me just go. So this is what is going on, no? When people don't have spiritual knowledge, we are befooled, we are cheated. Nowadays, people are cheaters, and because we are also after our selfish interests, so we don't see. Like I remember, one man came and told me, I want to donate 50,000, Swamiji. I became very excited, wow, 50,000 donation. Then he took from me that, this and that. He stayed for 5 days in the guest house. And then he took some books. I thought he is going to donate 50,000, so we should do this. And then he just left. That means I am thinking, oh, I am going to... Then I am not also careful. So people want easy. People want easy life. People want easy gains. People want like everything get free and like that. So people come and make false promises. One time one man came, you know, that wristwatch is still there. He came here. I said, I am from a very good family. He was looking like that, too. Yeah, he was wearing nice clothes and all that. No, my purse was... Sometime one lady also came, no? Lakshmi brought some lady. Did she call you back? It's nothing. She has taken your clothes. No thanks, no coming back. She said she will come next day. Did she come? Did she give her telephone number? Telephone number? Huh? So again, I come again. So ready for full cheating. Like that somebody came. I said, Swami, I lost my... When I was sleeping, the train. When I was sleeping in the train, my suitcase was lifted, yeah. So I believed that because of it. And then he said, as soon as I go back, I will send you your money with some donation. I at least want to give you some 20,000 donation. Yeah, wow, if I just give him some 800 rupees, I'll get 20,000. And just to make me believe, he removed his watch. Some of you just keep this watch. That's a useless watch. I don't know. So I thought, at least we are going to give him 600 rupees. This watch will also cost at least more than that. We'll come back. nothing, no letter, no thanks, nothing afterwards. So, English there is a saying, a bird in hand is better than two in the bush. Suppose I tell you, in exchange for your one bird, I'll give you four birds. You become very excited, one bird, four birds, I'll be getting back. And then you leave this bird, it flew away. And in the bush, there are birds, but they will also fly away. So even your one bird, which is in your hand, that is also gone. So this is called cheating nowadays. You understand that, right? So, this King Ravan, we are talking about, Jadabhat finally he told, who is fat, who is thin, who is king, who is servant, who is rich, who is poor, who is black, who is white, who is man, who is woman. He said, this is all your mental concoction in the mind. You consider one woman as your wife, you consider another woman as your sister, you consider another woman as your as your mother, all in your mind. When death comes, nothing, you don't know anything. So this is all our mental concoction. So Jadabharata was bold to say, and then because a pure devotee is speaking, and Krishna is kind upon King Ravan, and the people take these things lightly. I am not this body, I am Atma. But again, people act like body only, you know. People say, I am not this body, I am Atma. But when they begin to speak, when they begin to work, they think, that's why we have to always remind ourselves. Otherwise, again, like your womanly nature, again, like a woman, you start behaving with others. But I am servant of Krishna. I am Atma, I am servant of Krishna. Not an easy thing, because for generations and generations, we are used to, in ignorance, we thought we are this body. Now, good fortune has awakened by Prabhupada's mercy in our life, at least in theory. In theory, we understood, I am not this body. So, we should stop looking at others' qualifications, disqualifications. We should stop having pride about our qualifications. Generally, human relationship, to encourage others, we want to compliment them. Human relations, say, you are staying with me. If I'm just, if I just ignore you, if I just chastise you, and like that, because you are not very grown up, you become discouraged. Maybe I should go back to my home. So you talk very encouragingly. The Maharaj is very nice, like that. But actually, if you become serious disciple, the Maharaj, we don't want to hear about our good things. Kindly you tell us our bad things. You correct us, and you want to become free from all this false ego. No. So senior disciples, they don't want to hear praise and compliments. Whatever good is there, good is there. But we want to remove whatever bad is there, we want to remove. Kindly, you don't consider us as new disciples and try to always say only encouraging good things, but you become little. You tell us how we can improve more, how can we do better, like that. That's called giving charge, voluntarily telling us you don't have to think that we are new people. No, with new people, you don't deal heavily. They may be doing mistakes also, but they don't know. Prabhuji, like this, like this. So when you become senior people, the idea is that what more shortcomings are there? In what more area I have to improve? How can I become better? So kindly, we don't feel bad. You tell us this and that, you find our faults, you don't feel bad, but we would like to improve from your guidance and comments. So here, the bodily composition, we mentioned that 16 elements make this body, 5 knowledge senses, 5 acting senses, 5 objects of the senses, like earth, water, fire, and ether, and then 15, and the 16th is the mind. So all this covers the soul, that is called Jiva Bhuta or Jivatma. Jivatma and Atma. Atma is pure, Jivatma means embodied. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Grandhara Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Harinam Sankirtan ki.